here with another Brick House team preview, the number three team on our roster.
Wow.
Bob Johnson.
Matt Baker here. Bob, if people like us, you know what they can do?
Tell me.
They could rate and comment on iTunes on the podcast.
It's so helpful.
Okay, I'm going to ask, here's a very important question. Comments, do they have to be positive to count?
Oh, yeah. If you want to give us a low rating or a shitty comment, just, you know, earmuffs right now. Don't listen to this.
Well, or maybe.
Just only want five-star ratings and glowing comments.
Well, maybe they can rate us give us five stars, but then if they have problems, they can say that. Just as long as we get the five stars. Maybe that's a thing.
You can send your complaints and whatever snail mail to 123, you know, who cares, drive.
Yeah.
We'll read them.
Or send your emails to bob@brickhouse.com, matt@brickhouse.com, or tweets @brickhousepod. Today's the Spurs, Bob.
The Spurs.
San Antonio Spurs, to be exact.
Yeah, I remember 5-6 years ago reading NBA team previews in such magazines as Sports Illustrated and ESPN, and they would write, well, you know, the Spurs are pretty much over the hill. We got them ranked like 8th or 9th
right.
in the NBA. Maybe they get a 5 seed in the West.
Yeah.
And then what do you know? They win another world championship. One of the underreported stories of free agency over the summer was the Philadelphia 76ers offering Manu Ginobili a 2-year, $30 million contract.
I completely forgot about that until you just said it.
Underreported. The first year was for between $16 and $17 million, and the second year was partially guaranteed. I mean, you know, Ginobili and Duncan have kind of been going month to month or year to year on their NBA lifespans. But the rest of the league has stopped bothering even offering any of the big three contracts. Even when Kawhi Leonard became a restricted free agent, no one even dared make an offer because they know that the Spurs keep the Spurs.
Right. I remember maybe like 10, 11 years ago, the Nuggets went after Ginobili.
Uh-huh.
It was like between the Spurs and the Nuggets, I think.
Sure.
That was the last mention of any of that.
Right. 2003, Duncan flirted with going to the Magic.
The Magic, right.
And when Brian Colangelo took over for Sam Hinkie in Philadelphia, though, he decided, I'm going to take some shots at the basket. You know, it's one of the Greg Popovich sayings, you can't make them if you don't take them.
Sure.
Nevertheless, this created some tension between Pop and longtime former Spurs assistant, 11-year Spurs assistant, current head coach of Philadelphia, Brett Brown.
Oof, not good.
The Spurs did end up raising their original offer of $10 million to $14 million for Ginobili. He had opted out of the qualifying offer of $2.9 million. He only played for $2.9 million last year, chasing those rings.
Yeah.
And when Pop heard about what was going on with this Philadelphia going after Ginobili, you knew a phone call between Brett Brown and Greg Popovich was going down.
Pop only talks on the phone when he's angry.
Or when he's snookered off 8 bottles of wine. Let's get into that phone call, wiretap.
Hey, Coach. I expected you to call.
You better have expected it. What's the deal, man? Ginobili's 38 years old. He's not going anywhere.
I know. It wasn't my idea.
Sam Hinkie never would have done this.
Coach, how about I talk to Manu and force him to reconsider?
He's not considering anything. Colangelo's just running up the price, and you know it. I mean, what the hell is he thinking? What did the Spurs ever do to him?
We gotta spend our money somewhere, you know, Coach? Everybody's still on their rookie deals here.
Exactly. You signing Manu to babysit a bunch of kids?
He can, mentor them.
On what? These guys have been scouted since 6th grade. Manu was the 57th pick in the draft.
I know, Coach. I know. Hey, how's Timmy doing?
He retired. And I won't have any money to play Boban. I'm without a center, Brett.
You know, we got a lot of centers, Coach.
No one wants your centers.
Yeah, I know.
You owe me one on this. And I hope Colangelo knows our starters aren't even coming to Philly this year.
We all know, Coach. Expected that one anyways.
The collective bargaining agreement is a complicated beast, Matt.
Yeah, it is.
I think without it, Pop and the Spurs would gladly pay their veterans market value along with stars in their prime. but because of bird rights and the collective bargaining agreement, they weren't able to pay Boban after giving this extra money to Manu Ginobili, forcing them to, and after they had also made the acquisitions of Pau Gasol, Deonte Murray, the draft pick, and Dwayne Dedmon.
I don't know if we've said this, but I've maybe just said it to you off mic, but you got to think that the Spurs will, Dwayne Dedmon's going to just play out of his mind this year for some reason.
Yeah, if he ever was going to thrive somewhere, it's usually where you go.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk some changes.
Yeah.
Subtractions. Timmy is retired. He went out in a blaze of boringness.
As you would expect.
Yeah. The report was like, hey, I think Duncan's going to... Oh, he retired. He retired mid-sentence of people saying he might retire.
The rumor that he was going to retire, though, came out hours after KD announced that he went to the Warriors.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very connected.
So good. Boban... Big old Boban is away. David West is away. Kevin Martin, Andre Miller, Matt Bonner, Boris Diaw.
They lost a lot of big guys.
Yeah, they did. They brought back Pau Gasol, David Lee, Dwayne Dedmon, Deonte Murray, and Oliver Hanlon were who they drafted.
They also signed Landry Fields, 28 years old, to be their college scout.
That's right. I was going to say, when you said they all signed Landry Fields, I'm like, I don't think they signed him to play.
No. No, he's retired as a player. And also, Coach Pop said that Duncan can be coach of, quote, whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where that lands him.
I would say, I don't know if that necessarily means he will be coach of anything, but it's nice to know.
Deonte Murray slipping to the Spurs at 29 was...
Classic Spurs stuff.
Yeah. 6'5" guard from Washington State. Seems like he could be the next generation of the Spurs greatness.
Right.
You know, we were comparing Brad Stevens to Bill Belichick, but if anybody is really the Patriots of the NBA, it's the Spurs.
Of course.
Maybe even the Patriots are the Spurs of the NFL.
They're so good. They're so good they inspire people to sign... their backups they can't re-sign to multi-million dollar contracts.
Right.
Quick, get him. The Spurs let him go.
Got the Spurs bump.
Yeah. You were telling me something interesting. I guess we'll get to this. This will be a segue into the starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup for your San Antonio Spurs!
Danny Green got LASIK surgery this summer, you were telling me?
Right. Yeah, Danny Green shot 40% on free throws the previous 4 years.
Three-pointers.
Three-pointers, yeah. Right. Yeah, let's hope so. 40% on three-pointers, and he shot only 30.1% last year on threes, kind of off of his rhythm, screwing up Timmy's last championship run.
That's right.
But also in the starting lineup, we got Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Pau Gasol is going to try and fill those big shoes and jean shorts Tim Duncan left behind.
Obviously, I like the Gasol. Gasol is going to fit in fine there.
The Spurs have been wanting to sign him for years.
Pau Gasol he's in the role was born to play.
Yeah. I made the comparison that the Spurs, besides being the Patriots, their front office is really the Google of the NBA. With how everyone poaches all their staff trying to save their franchises. You
right,
know?
Right.
You said they poached players, but even more so, if you look at the GMs, coaches in the league, the Spurs alumni represents about a third of them.
They're all over that, yeah.
I guess for sake of this analogy, we'd call the Rockets Bing or Yahoo or something that really wishes that they were Google.
Alta Vista. Yeah, I know.
But Kawhi is still only 25 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It'll be interesting to see if he can really evolve into a leader. And maybe a leader who doesn't talk. I liken him to, like, Chief from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Just throw the sink through the window and follow me, guys. Doesn't have to say a fucking word.
Yeah, with his giant hands. He threw the sink through the window with his giant hands, right?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of Kawhi holding like an iPad and it looks like an iPhone.
Yeah, right.
Let's get into their record prediction for the next season here, Matt.
Record prediction!
Last year they had a whopping 67-15 franchise record, and they had a home win streak going. They were really trying to keep pace with that record-breaking stride set by the Warriors. This year I got them settled down at 61-21.
Yeah, I have 62-20.
Yeah, still good for probably second place in the West.
I think that's still too many more games than Pop wants to win. They just win them by virtue of being better, but if he had his choice, he would probably just be the third seed and call it a night. Rest everyone for the second half of the season.
That home court advantage has hurt them in some years, though.
Yeah, Pop would probably bluster at that.
Let's talk about how they're going to beat San Francisco.
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to
they're really going to need Tony Parker and Danny Green firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
But Kawhi guards KD better than anybody in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Aldridge and Gasol make the same matchup problems we've been talking about for the death lineup. If KD and Draymond try and have to match up against them,
sure.
They're really outsized.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
Well, Danny Green and his new eyes are going to have to be the the threes. Yeah, it's Aldridge and Gasol. That's a great. I didn't even think about that until this exact moment. How interesting those guys are because they both space. They both can play down low, so they're not really going to be clogged up anywhere.
They both pass very well.
Yeah. So then I guess the key would be like a second unit of Ginobili and Mills and Anderson. Just those. That has to be their shooting. That has to just gun threes. Patty Mills guns the threes. So you have to force them to have to guard Aldridge and Gasol. Really.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Oh, this is a fun question I have for you, Matt.
Oh, wow. Fun.
You know how Greg Popovich is in the in-between quarter interviews?
Yeah.
He shows he really doesn't like him, can be pretty curt. If you could ask Pop any question, what would it be, and what do you think he would say?
I would just hold pictures of adorable kittens up and say, which one is your favorite? And see if he what his reaction is. Like, I don't like kittens. Or if he just momentarily stopped and started breaking down in tears at the sight of the adorableness, just to see how much humanity really is in there.
Is that your prediction then, that he would choose a kitten?
I think you would have to be a cold-blooded psychopath not to choose a kitten there.
Okay, well, I'm still on the fence. I'm not sure how you would respond to that.
Yeah.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We're going to be previewing a team that just broke a fictional sports curse that hung over their city for the past 50 years. They broke the curse, Matt. Then they went and hosted Donald Trump and the Republican National Convention in their stadium and probably set a new 50-year curse on their entire city because of it.
Well, that was my tweets all through the summer when it looked like they were going to lose to the Warriors was, sorry you have to lose another championship and then be the city that nominates Donald Trump for president.
Right.
But they sure showed me.
We'll find out the next team where shirts are optional. On the next episode of Brickcast.